Kiryanavalaba Kirivaradari Valaba Kirivaradari Yasuranandana Vraja Janarandana Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yasuranandana Vraja Janarandana Yamunatira Arvanachari Yamunatira Arvanachari Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Granth. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we continue with Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13. And so we continue with text 57 and its purpose. As well, I'm just checking if I get a better melody for this verse. We read the verse and then let's see here. Itire sitarkya. How was it yesterday? Itire setarke nidyamahima nisva pramitike. Itire setarke nidyamahima nisva pramitike. Parat paratra jato standirasana mukha brahma kamito. Parata jato standirasana mukha brahma kamito. Anishapi drashtum kim idam iti va muyati sati. Anishapi drashtum kim idam iti va muyati sati. Chachadayo gyatva sapadi paramoja javanikam. Chachadayo gyatva sapadi paramoja javanikam. Iti re se tarke nidya mahimani sva pramitike.
Iti re se tarke nidya mahimani sva pramitike.
Para para trajato tan nirasana mukha brahma kamito.
Para trajato tan nirasana mukha brahma kamito.
Anishapi drashtum kim idam iti va muyati sati.
Anishapi drashtum kim idam iti va muyati sati.
Cha 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 da cha 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 da yoga tvapta padi paramoja java. Cha cha da yoga tvasa padi paramoja tivanikam.
Sachada yogya tasapadi paramoja javanikam.
Next.
Iti rishi tarki nidya mahim mani sva pramitike.
Iti rishi tarki nidya mahim mani sva pramitike.
Paratraya sutam nirasana mukha brahma kamitu.
Paratrajato tam nirasana mukha brahma pakamito.
Anishi pedrasum kim idam iti vamujati sati.
Anishi pedrasum kim idam iti vamujati sati.
Sashara yogya tasapadi paramoja javanikam.
Sashara yogya tasapadi paramoja javanikam.
Iti
rishe tarke nidya mahima nisva pramitike. Paratrajato tam nirasanam ka brahma kamito.
Anishapi drashtum kim idam iti va muyati sati.
Chachada yogya tvasapadi paramoja javanikam.
Iti.
Thus. Hira-ishe.
Hira-ishe.
Lord Brahma, the Lord of Saraswati, Hira.
Lord Brahma, the Lord of Saraswati, Hira.
Atarke.
Atarke.
Beyond.
Beyond.
Nitya Mahimani.
Nitya Mahimani.
Whose own glory.
Whose own glory.
Svapramitike.
Svapramitike.
Self-manifest and blissful.
Self-manifest and blissful.
Paratra.
Paratra.
Beyond.
Beyond.
Ajata.
Ajata.
The material energy.
The material energy.
Prakriti.
Prakriti.
Atat.
Atat.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Nirashana mukha.
Nirashana mukha.
By the reaction of that which is irrelevant.
By the rejection of that which is irrelevant.
Brahmaka.
Brahmaka.
By the crest jewels of the Vedas.
By the crest jewels of the Vedas.
Mitao.
Mitao.
In whom there is knowledge.
In whom there is knowledge.
Anise.
Anise.
Not being able.
Not being able.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Drashtum.
Drashtum.
To see.
To see.
Kim.
Kim.
What.
What.
idam is this, iti thus, va or, muyati sati, muyati sati, being mystified, chachada, removed, Ajaha,
Ajaha,
Lord Shri Krishna, Gyatva, after understanding, Sapadi, at once, Parama,
the greatest of all,
Jyajavanikyam, the curtain of Maya. Translation. The Supreme Brahman is beyond mental speculation. He's self-manifest, existing in his own bliss, and is beyond the material energy. He is known by the crest jewels of the Vedas by refutation of irrelevant knowledge. Thus, in relation to that Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, whose glory had been shown by the manifestation of all the four-armed forms of Vishnu, Lord Brahma, the Lord of Saraswati, was mystified. What is this? He thought. And then he was not even able to see. Okay. Lord Krishna, understanding Brahma's position, then at once removed the curtain of his yoga maya. So we're going to read in we came to the some way quite in the purport we read. Yes, this path of acceptance. This path of acceptance is called Avaroha Panta. The word Avaroha is related to the word avatara, which means that which descends. The materialist wants to understand everything by the Aroha Panta, by argument and reason. But transcendental matters cannot be understood in this way. Rather, one must follow the Avaroha Panta, the process of, descending knowledge. Therefore, one must accept the parampara system. And the best parampara is that which extends from Krishna. Evam parampara praptam. What Krishna says, we should accept. Imam rajaso viduhu. This is called the avaroha panta. So he is, okay, the avaroha panta. Avatar means descending, and avaroha panta means that coming down, let's say. Then speaking about the, by reasoning and understanding, by argument and reason, trying to understand matters. So the, of course, modern people use argument and reason, all kind of argument and reasons. You can go in all kind of direction, argue in favor of God or argue in not favor of God. Argue against God or argue in favor. Either case, we argue for God, we argue against God. In either case, you're arguing. There is. So that the mystics understands matters not by direct perception, but by knowledge understood by revelation. So we can say the Vedas are revealed knowledge. It's coming down in a different way. It's not speculated or it's scientific, but it's not researched in the way that we think. So that's the. Okay, so how is it? Like trying to analyze every, we can say that's jnanis. They try to analyze everything to understand finally what is the truth. What is not this and it's not that. This is temporary, so it is not the truth. That what is temporary is not true, okay? That's for information. That's in the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, verse 16, it stated that, you know. The great, that Krishna says, it doesn't say, Krishna doesn't say that I say, but he said the great sages says. That, so Krishna also refers to, he takes knowledge from a higher authority, so he refers to different authorities. So they say that what is true, or that what is, how does he say that? That what is true, there's no cessation. What is false has no duration. Something like that. Let's see. The those who see to the truth have concluded, okay, that of the non-existence there's no endurance. So that non-existent, that the illusion, of the illusion there's no endurance. That, so whatever we see that doesn't endure, that doesn't last, has no real, it's non-existent, doesn't exist. Whereas of the existence, there's no cessation, so that would exist. So of course, then in the that would exist does not stop to exist. There in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada speaks, he mentioned the five truths of Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara, Jiva, Karma, Prakriti and Kala. So he says, the Ishvara, the Lord is eternal, the Jiva is eternal, the Karma is not, the Karma is not internal, whereas the Prakriti and the Kala is both internal. The material energy as such is existing eternally, but the various combinations of the modes of material nature, and that's temporary. So we can say that way, karma work, we can say we eternally have to work. So that's eternal principle in one sense like that. But the different kind of works, and then the different fruits of the work, also temporary. Okay, the fruits again with apple trees. So we depict apple trees, depict apples from the apple tree, and then we make nice jam and offer it to Krishna, make juices and all kind of things. But that these fruits, in one sense, it's, you know, you have to continuously working in order to have this. If you stop working, then after a while you don't have any jam anymore, you don't have any juice, you don't have any apples. So that we can say that's not eternal. Because it has a beginning and end. Okay, so then the jnanis, so they also understand, come to a certain point. They can come to the Sankhya, they can come to understand, they can come to the understand point of understanding the Supreme Lord, but then they should surrender to the Lord and serve Him. So if they come to that point, they are properly situated, or they're open for that. That in the Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna says there that that actually there's no difference because the goal is the same. He does say that. Well, that's about the Sankhya philosophy, or the analyzing, the analysis. If they come to the point of surrendering to Krishna, then they are properly situated. Well, that's something, but two different paths. But we as devotees, we take us of the direct path of listening to the knowledge that's come down, the avaroha panta, the path of descending knowledge that's coming down. At the same time, applying that knowledge in our life, we become also realized souls. We realize that one thing is, we have jnana, we have vijnana, so we have knowledge. And then we have realized knowledge. So the knowledge should not stay theoretical, but realized. That we're not this body, that we're spirit soul, that there is Krishna in our heart. And then, of course, then we can realize that there's Radha also. The internal pleasure potency of the Lord, who was spoken about previously in this chapter. So Prabhupada concludes, he says, one must accept the parampara system, with knowledge coming down, and the best parampara, it's actually the parampara system, they use it basically everywhere, in a higher or lower degree, even in the schools, at least they used to be in the school, that the kids listened to the teacher. It used to be like that. I don't know if it is like anymore, they're trying to have them work in different ways. But then you have the school books, you know. Now this is the truth, it says it's a school book. So you accept. So that. But then we have to actually, our choice is not whether we're going to follow parampara or not. The choice is which parampara we're going to follow. That's our choice. Because then now I'm free. Darwin says, or Karl Marx says, who was a more Karl Marx, and who, he has some Engels and more characters helping him. You remember? You learned in school? Oh, you're after the Soviet era. Okay. The time is going by quick. There was one guy, Karl Marx, if you don't know it. And there was Engels. What was the point with that? What does that have to do with this? Knowledge coming down, okay. Okay, now they may claim that, you know, this, now you should be free, you should be free this way, that way, like that. Being free. Oh, there was some point to it that I lost here. Okay, you may claim to be free, but actually you're still following authorities. Okay, you still follow authorities. You still follow the authority of Marx or Mao Zedong or Darwin or I don't know what. Some philosopher. There's always some. So the question is just what? Okay, they're an illusion because they're made to believe that they are free. But actually we're not. We're tied up by the modes of material nature and by the society, there is always some rules and regulations that we have to follow, or we ought to follow. So that way we're never free. But we may be free to choose which parampara we follow, but we're not free not to follow a parampara. So we better. So therefore, what Krishna says, we should accept. It's called the Varuva Panta. So we put our faith in Krishna and in the Vedic authorities. Okay, any questions?
There is knowledge, but I would like to ask if there is some degree until the jnana can help in devotional service.
If it can help.
And yes, or it can just...
Or be opposing or is hinder the devotional service.
No, I mean, we're also using knowledge or jnana.
Yeah.
In that process.
Yeah.
But sometimes it also can not help, but
can be a hindrance. If it can hinder our devotional service.
Yeah, like this. It could be too much of jnana, not so much surrendering and service.
Well, Krishna says, Bhavanam Jnanmanam Ante Jnanvamam Praparante Vasudeva Savamiti Samatma Sudulabha. After many births, one who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the causes of all causes, be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So what he says is that after many births, one who is actually knowledge, if you actually come to knowledge, if because there is Bhavanam Jnanmanam Panaman Janmanam Paul. How was it? I just said it. Bahunam. I'm getting old. 4, 9, 14. What is that? That's supposed to be one verse more. Yeah. Okay, it's in 7th chapter. 4, 7. Bhavanam Jnanamanam Mante, Jnanamam Mantra Parante, Jnanamam, possessing knowledge. No, I mean, knowledge is helpful. Too much knowledge, well, if you think you have too much knowledge, it means you don't have knowledge enough. You could put it that way. You may not have knowledge enough to understand Vasudeva Savamiti. That Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna is everything, all that is. To knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, knowing Krishna, Vasudev, to be the cause of all causes and all that is. So then, if Krishna is everything, what can you do but surrender to him? So I would say, too much knowledge, there's no question of too much knowledge, but not enough knowledge. Then what looks like too much knowledge is not enough knowledge. So of course, then some is intellectually inclined. So that's good, then they can, so say, be philosophically and whatever, analyze in this kind of way. And others, of course, it may become a distraction if they don't have enough knowledge, if they don't have the proper direction. But we say, what is that? Okay, then in the 7th chapter, the Bhagavad Gita, then, so Krishna says that this, you know, this is a great soul, has knowledge and surrender to Krishna, it's very rare. But he has just mentioned the 4 kind of pious men and the 4 kind of impious men. So one of the pious men is the man in knowledge who surrendered to Krishna, the one who is inquisitive, the one in need of money, the one in distress. But Krishna said, the one who surrenders unto me in knowledge is best. But they all exalted. They were all exalted, but he is best. So we should surrender in. Okay, so we take bhakti. Okay, it's nice. Nice prasadam, nice music, whatever, nice. But then we should make sure that we have some philosophical or knowledge background also to back up our devotion. Otherwise, it may just be sentimental, mental or sentimental. I'd say it should be sentiments, but we should not be sentimental. There should be sentiments for Krishna, there will be. But we should not be sentimental, but have knowledge together. Okay? Krishna. So, who reads the next paragraph? No, who read? I ask, who of you read that next paragraph?
Brahman, however, adopted the Aroha Pantha. He wanted to understand Krishna mystic power but his own limited conceivable power, and therefore he himself was mystified. Everyone wants to take pleasure in his own knowledge, thinking, I know something. But in the presence of Krishna, this conception cannot stand, for one cannot bring Krishna within the limitations of Prakriti. One must admit, there is no alternative. Natam stakena yojayet. This admission marks the difference between Krishnaites and Mayavadi.
Is it different there?
No, I didn't understand.
Ah, you see it in a, in a, in Russian. That's the Russian version. Mm-hmm. What does it say there? To say, you understand better.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So any comments? He's being humble. Yeah. Not being, okay, we should not be puffed up with knowledge, okay? That's a danger. But then again, I say that's too little knowledge, because the proper knowledge makes you humble. Because then understanding actually what, because what do I actually understand? There's so much to understand. So you see, in the beginning we're puffed up with knowledge, but when we become more knowledgeable, then we become humble. Even, I think Einstein said something like that, you know, I just see all these things and I wonder, you know, who created it all or something like that. I mean, at one point you become humble, even a materialistic scientist may at one point sometimes come to, well, actually it's so great, so what's actually going on? So that is... Well, one must submit, okay, that's the point, there's no alternative. Of course, we submit to the spiritual master, we submit to Krishna, you always have to submit. You always have to submit. You have to always have to bow down to someone. If nothing else, you bow down to death. You bow down to old age. You bow down to disease. I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to get old. So that's, then again, no, it's going to come if you live so long. I'm not going to die. Well, we're going to leave the body at least. Yes, we are not going to die, but the body we're going to leave behind. Okay, but Brahma ever adopted the Aroha Panta. He wanted to understand Krishna's mystic power by his own limitedness. Aroha Panta. Okay, Aroha and Avaroha. Okay, Aroha and Avaroha. Avaroha means descending, like an avatar is descending. Avaroha, then Aroha means then. So you're trying to understand Krishna by your own mind. Unless it was mystified. And then he said, everyone wants to take pleasure in his own knowledge, thinking, I know something. I know something. I know how the tractor works. I know how to make a fire. Yes, something. I know something. So in the presence, one cannot bring Krishna within limitations of prakriti. Prakriti, one must submit, there's no alternative. Okay, the difference between Krishnaites and Mayavadis. So the Mayavadis is kind of have the knowledge, but they believe they're going to become Krishna. They're going to be going to become. I said they believe that they are Krishna, or that they are Brahman. Because then if they just want to be Krishna, but then they claim that Krishna is an illusion. That's too much to say. But that is their way of speaking, so to say. And then, you know, we all Krishna, we all Brahman. Okay, should you... Something more? You can read it. You read the next paragraph? Maybe you should read it in Russian. I can read it in English.
The phrase Atan Nirasana refers to the discarding of the which is irrelevant. Atan means what is not in fact. Ravan is sometimes described as Ashulam Anam Ahrasvam Adigrivam. That what is not large and not small, not short and not long. Bihat Aranyaka Upanishad 5:8:8. Neti neti. It is not this, it is not that. But what does it mean? In describing a pencil, one may say, it is not this, it is not that. But this does not tell us what it is. It is called definition by negation. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explains the soul by giving negative definitions. Najayate Diyate Va. It is not born, nor does it die. You can hardly understand more than this. But what is it? It is internal. Аджони таях сасвато ям пурано на ханьяте ханьямане шарире. It is unborn, internal, ever existing, undying and primable. It is not slain when the body is slain. Bhagavad Gita 2:20. In the beginning, the soul is difficult to understand, and therefore Krishna has given negative definitions. Nainam chindanti shashani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledianti apo, na shoshani ti marutaha. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can it be burned by fire, not moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. Bhagavad Gita 2:23. Krishna says, it is not burned by fire. Therefore, one has to imagine what it is that is not burned by fire. This is a negative definition.
Any comments? Your understanding? No, it's in the verse. If you see in the second line of the verse, paratra jato tam. But then they say there's this comma up there indicating there is a but it's not pronounced. Tan nirasana, atan nirasana. Atan nirasana. You get it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Irrelevant by the rejection of it is irrelevant.
Yes. That is an interesting statement. By the reaction of that which is irrelevant, meaning you take away that what is not irrelevant at the end to get what is really relevant. Something like Madhuri Radhika had this exercise on the open space meeting. I remember that one. So then the one was going to speak and the other one is just going to say, speak or think about something for 10 minutes, and then the other one was going to say, Why is that important for you? I don't know if you get the point. But when you say like, you know, you say something, then why is that important for you? You're kind of seeing, getting to the essence of it. Getting away from less important towards more important. Okay, I guess. Why is this important? You know, like, why? You know, in a way, going to the essence of it. Why is it important for you to sit here and hear the Bhagavatam? Well, it's nice, it's this, it's that. But then we can go deeper. Well, why are we really sitting here, you know? Well, Gurudev said I should. Yeah. So in the case of getting to the essence, why the essence? Discarding what's irrelevant. Getting, yes, it's a nice sentence, huh? Yeah. We have to find what's the essence. Okay, now we're chanting Hare Krishna. What's the essence? Why? Okay, any more question or comment here? Yeah. Okay, well, here it's got into the negative definition. Discarding what's not relevant. You know, it's not burnt, it's not cut, it's not withered by the wind, it's not moistened by water. It's something else. It's something that is not affected by all these things. So Krishna uses that methodology in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. So it can be used to a certain degree, to a certain point. But it is, okay, so it tells you it's not this and not that, so what is it? That's the question. So I said, like Prabhupada said in the purport, Brahman is sometimes described as astulam anamvarasvam adirgam, that which is not large, not small, not short, and not long. In any case, I think that was Priyar Aranyaka Upanishad, that's Upanishad, so like abstract, neti neti, that's also neti neti, not this, not that, that was mentioned here. What is it? And describing a pencil, man may say, it is not this and it's not that. But this does not tell us what it is. So Krishna was thinking, well, maybe we could use it to misuse it, so to say. I don't know. In any case, that's a way of expressing. This is called definition by negation. Okay, but you can then go on for a long time negating everything. But you have to come to the. Okay, they go on negating because they want to find the essence. Okay. We may also ask, what is really me? And we speak here about the soul. If I understand the soul, so we can, in the negative, what is really me? Is it this body? That's the beginning and the end, it's changing. I is in my mind. Is me, my, I, me, my mind? I think, but then I think. Then what is these thoughts? Is that me? It comes and goes. Oh, no, today I am angry. Today I am sad. Today I am happy. But actually, yes, today you're happy, tomorrow you're sad, and sad and then happy and then angry and then not indifferent. So then what is you? Because you are eternally there. So in any case, so then we may come to understand, well, so what is it that is me? I'm still here today. Yesterday I was here also, the day before. What mood was I in? Now it's a different mood, but it can change. So that there's also in the Bhagavad Gita mentioned that the enlightened soul, he's not affected one very. What is? How was the saying there? When there's enlightenment or there's darkness, it's not affected. It's not affected. You know, like, oh, ecstasy. Yeah, sometimes there's ecstasy and sometimes there's not ecstasy. That's a good point. Sometimes I'm blissful and sometimes I'm not blissful. But our devotional service continues. So they're not, then doesn't get carried, they are steady in the both. Because then there's a soul. Then finally we get to the point of this, of true nature. Yes, I am eternally the servant of Krishna. But of course, when we get entangled with that's what's not service of Krishna, Maya, then our spiritual qualities are, so to say, covered over. And we experience something else. We experience something else, but we are not something else. Okay? You know, men, women, this and that, we follow with certain etiquette, but also we're servant to Krishna, eternal servant to Krishna. Okay, any question? Comment? Krishna. Okay, so Lord Brahma, he gets bewildered. Yes, he tried to understand Krishna by its own power and he gets bewildered. And he gets, not just bewildered, but embarrassed. Very embarrassing situation. What was that? Iresha. What did he say? Iresha, the husband of the goddess of learning, not the goddess of fortune, but the goddess of learning. So if you're the husband of the goddess of learning, then you should know things. But here he comes, he don't know. Or he made a little bit fool of himself, trying to compete with Krishna. But Krishna is very kind. So even if we make fool of ourselves, still he says, it's okay. Now you go back and do your service. Now you go back to Brahmaloka, do your service, or like that. He didn't say, Lord Brahma, you're fired. Who do you think you are? He says, it's okay. Now maybe Lord Brahma understands better. So we don't, in that sense, we don't get fired from devotional service. May ourselves stop or something, but actually it's always on a door open for devotional service. Okay. I propose we end here. Get some round down before breakfast or relax a little bit. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.